was from this city, from Nichsi ad Vayakra the Tubaki, and it was Chof Beis Pasoi Urcha, Opus Yashisha Pasoi. It was 24 Pasoim long and 6 Pasoim wide. That's how big this land was that had this Zovas Cholav Advash.
Now that what we spoke about before, for now Gemara it's mashma, it's a good thing to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's mechaper for you. However, the Maaseh, some Achronim bring down from the Zoya that it says, there's such a Lashon that says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why bring these, like, Talmudic people into me? In other words, if people that did chatoim, that are not tzaddikim, sometimes it's better off not to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Like outside Eretz Yisrael, it's not so bad, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Lashon like, why bring these dirty people to me? It's a shaila that some people are not attacked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, like our Gemara says, it's a kapara, and some people, because of the Zayir, do not want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, remember, let's go something about the Eretz Yisrael, there was Eretz Zavas Cholof Vash, where there's a whole land here, 22 Pasoi by 6 Pasoi, that was full of Cholav and Dvash, full of milk and honey mixed together. So what says now, Rabbi Chelboi, Rabbi Yavira, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Ikloi Luhu Asra, they went to visit a certain city. Isaac Kamayi Wafrasko, they brought them a peach, to have a Keilfis Kfar Hini. It was the size of an ilfis, a bigger frying pan, a Kfar Hini. Now, in the name of a city, in this city. Now, the Ilfas Kvarhini Kama, how big was an Ilfas, a frying pan, in this city Kvarhini? Kam Heve? Hey Soin! It was Hey So, a tremendous amount of, tremendously big. So Kisi came to Eretz Yisrael and he found a peach that was mama tremendously big, like 5 big buckets full. Ochlu, so what he did was, Ochlu Shlish, he ate 1/3 of it. Vefkiru Shlish, 1/3 he made Hefka. Vinostin Lufnei Behemtom Shlish, and he gave 1/3 to his behemoths. Mustami left for Mustami, made it for the Aniyim who left over. That's what he, when he went to Eretz Yisrael that year, that was his man, the brachos of Eretz Yisrael, the fruits were so big. Lishono, next year, Ikloi Rebbe Lozal Hosim. Rebbe Lozal himself went there. V'yaisa l'kamayu, and they brought in front of him a peach. And Nokta B'yodei, this year he was able to pick it up with one hand already. By the way, the peach wasn't so big anymore. There wasn't such a big bracha this year. The Yom, when he said like this, the Pesach Tehillim says, Eretz pri lemilcha, mirois yoshribo. The good fruits will be like salt from the badness of the people there. In other words, some of these people were reshoyim this year, therefore there was no bracha, the peach was very small. Yevishua ben Levi ikloyi legavlo. Yevishua ben Levi went to visit this place called Gavlo. Chaznu lahanu kitufa, tevikai mekigla. He saw kitufa, that means by the kerem, by the vineyards, he saw mamish a big vine that looked ki igla, like a calf. Is Omar, so he said, Agolim ben akfanim, do you have calves by the gefana, by the grape, by the vines? What are calves doing here? Is Omar, said back to him, it's not a real calf, but kitufeninu, these are big clusters of grapes, and they just look like calves. Omar, he said on this, Eretz, Eretz, he said like Eretz Yisrael, Hechnise perisel mi atomaitzio, who are you bringing out these nice pears to? To these Arabs that live here, that they're living here because of our chet, his vice is after the chet of Eretz Yisrael, when they're thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, like, so the Arabs were living there. So they gave a klolot to the land and not to give such nice fruits to these Arabs. So that's what he did. Lashona, next year, Kloy Rebbe Chiyah Hosim. Rebbe Chiyah went there. Chaznu Devi Kaim Mechizi. Vice versa, klolot, the last year's klolot took effect. They didn't grow anymore like calves, but they grew like small goats. So this year when he came there, he saw clusters of grapes that looked like Ezim, like goats. Omar, so he said, Ezim ben Agfanim, what are goats doing between the Gefanim? Omrle, he said, so they said to him, Zil, go away from here. Leitevali ki chavrecha, we're afraid you'll do the same thing Yechava did. We're afraid you'll give us a klola, go away, we don't want you here. They're afraid of the klola. Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. Bibirchasel shalat Yisrael. At the time when Eretz Yisrael had its brachis, Sam's man Beis Hamikdash, when Klai Yisrael was living there, is Beis So, if you had one small land, the size of a Beis So, which has 70 amis, Oysa Chameshesh Rebu Yakurim, you were able to get out of it 50,000 akurim, bundles of wheat. That's how much you were able to get out of a small piece of land. In the best place of Tzoyin, that we'll soon say that's the best place of Mitzrayim, they saw how much of a land of a base saw, how much would it produce? I saw Shivim Kurim. At all, the best of Mitzrayim, the most you'd get out of a base saw is only 70 bushels, 70 Kurim. And here in Eretz Yisrael, your mamish got 50,000 Kurim. The tiny we learned like this, Amr Ameya. Ani Reisi Bepikas Beishon. I once saw in the corners of Bikas, in the valley of Beishon, they saw a list much land, the land of Beisor, 70 by 70 yamas, Oysa Shivan Kurim, and Beisor, this was in Mitzrayim, and it was made only 70 Kurim. Now, V'yein L'chom Mula B'chol Arotzes Yosem Eretz Yisrael, out of all the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, the best one of them is Mitzrayim. Shenyam Reposter says, K'gan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is like a Gan Hashem, like a Mamish Agan. V'yein L'chom Mula B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Yosem Mitzrayim. The best place of Mitzrayim is Tzoyin. This place, this city called Tzoyin, that's the best of Eretz Mitzrayim. To have Imarabobo Malachim, that's what used to raise the kings in this city called Tzoyin. To have said the Apostle says, Tihoyu Bat Tzoyin Soruf. Their princesses were in Tzoyin. Now, that's in the Mitzrayim. And out of the base saw, all that grew there was just 70 kurs. Now, V'yemachot Roshim Cholerat Yisroel Yersim Echevron. What's the worst land of Eretz Yisroel? That's Chevron. Chevron has the worst for produce, is the worst in Chevron. That's what had the Moros Machpelah there. That's what used to bury Mason there. But that was the worst land in Eretz Yisrael. The Afilu Hochi, even so, Chevron Mavuna Alachas. Chevron is built. Chevron Mavuna Alachas Mishiva B'Tzoyin. Chevron is 7 times better than Tzoyin. It's the worst of Eretz Yisrael is 7 times better than the best of any other place. The Apostle says, "V'chevron sheva shonim nidnasol of Mitzrayim Mitzrayim." Chevron was built like 7 years before Tzoyim Mitzrayim. My nivnasol. What does it mean? It was built. Ilema nivnasol mamish was built before Tzoyim. For the Gemara, Evshah Adam Boina. What? That's the Mitzrayim. That's the best place of Mitzrayim. Of Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Chevron sheva shonim nidnasol of Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Chevron was built 7 years before the city Tzoyim Mitzrayim. Now, what does it mean it was built before? Ilaima mamish was built before. Ev shod and boy in the bayis of bnei kotim kodesh even lebeis gadol. Does somebody build a house for his younger child before he builds for his older one? Shenem the pasuk says of bnei chum. Who were the city? Who were the children of chum? Kush or Mitzrayim or Put or Canaan? Canaan. So he was the youngest one. So what do you mean Chevron was built before? Canaan lived in Chevron. So who should have built Mitzrayim first? Ela means to say like this: Avada Mitzrayim was built there first. Just means that Eretz Yisrael Mishiva B'Tzoyin, like Eretz Yisrael is 7 times better than Tzoyin. 7 years before means it's 7 times better. Now, Bahani Mila B'Tashoyim, this is only mamish in the worst of the worst in Eretz Yisrael and Chevron, and the pitch dits like Avol Shloy B'Tashoyim, but not in the bad places of Eretz Yisrael. Chomesh Meya, it's 500 times better than Mitzrayim. That's when Klal Yisrael doesn't have its special brachas of living in Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was man the Beis Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael had the brachas of Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says by Yisro Yitzchok Berati that Yitzchok Labdak Beis Hamikdash when had the brachas in Eretz Yisrael, mamash adain shia the brachas of Eretz Yisrael was so great. Tanya Amar Reb Yosi saw the Yehuda Hoisa Oise Chomei Soin. One saw in Yehuda, if you planted one saw's worth, it came out of there 500 soin. Saw kemach, when you get out of it like this, you got a saw kemach, a flour. Saw soilus, that's fine flour. Saw subin, that's with the bran. Saw musin, the bigger bran. Saw kafuria. All this came out of one saw of flour, they got like five saws came out of it. Shashu avik dak. Kemach sheni yofen. Hey, kaburia means kemach that's not so good. Omer la Yehud tzedukah le Rabbi Chanina. A tzedukah, you know, Pekoros like spoke to Rabbi Chanina and said, Yoye mashvichus bo b'yarchen. It's very, like he praised our land of Eretz Yisrael. Deiso achas aniach liyaba. My father let me over one saw, one land, one small land, 70 amis by 70 amis. And mimena from that small land, moshach mimeno, I got oil out of it. Chamar mimeno, I got my wine out of it. Ibu mimeno, I got my wheat out of it. Ketunyas mimeno, I got my beans out of it. And Royas Meknos, and I was also able to pasture my animals over it. There's so much came out of this one small land. Omaleyahu bar Meroyi levar Ari the Yisrael. A person from Amori, and there's a guy that lived in Amori, there's the Amorim lived in Eretz Yisrael before the Eden came there. So Amori came to a bar Eretz Yisrael and asked him, "Hi Tolosa, the Kaim Yaguda the Yardener, your date tree here, your palm tree, that's standing by the bank of the river, Kama Gadrisumine, how much fruits did you get off it?" Omalei Shisan Kuri, "I get 60 kurs, a tremendous amount of dates." Omalei, the Amori said to Mishino, "Akati loyalisubo. Achrivusa, you're not as good as where we had it last year. We used to take off 120. As before the Jews came in, when the Amori had it, they got 120 cores out of this tree. Omalei, so the Jew answered back, I got 60 cores out of one side of the tree. From together, I got 120. So Mustam the Rehecher and Yonim, exactly what this Gemara means back and forth, that's what it says here. He answered back, we also got 120. Omer Rav Chizda, my disciple was supposed to say, V'yetin l'cho eretz chemdas nachlas tzvi. And give you Eretz Yisrael, it's a nachlas daima to a tzvi, to a deer. Lom Eretz Yisrael nimshul a tzvi, why is Eretz Yisrael like a deer? Leimaluch, ma tzvi ze ein orwa masik pesari. A deer, after you skin it, it like shrinks, and you can't put it back to cover up its meat anymore. Is after Eretz Yisrael in a machzekes perosel, like there's so much fruits in Eretz Yisrael, we can't hold on to it. Tavarachar might tzvi, just like a deer, zeh kal mikol achayis. It's the swiftest, the fastest of all the animals. Is after Eretz Yisrael kol mikol arotzes lavashlas perosel. In Eretz Yisrael, it produces its fruits very fast, fruits ripe very fast there. If you're going to say, imat tzvi zeh kal v'yem b'tzorah shomein, maybe a deer, true, it's fast, but it doesn't have such good meat. Maybe Eretz Yisrael kal v'yein peroseh shemonim. Maybe true will produce fruits fast, but maybe it's not going to be so fast. The fruits won't be so good. Talmudim, when this pasuk says no zovas kol v'dvash, that Eretz Yisrael is a land of zovas kol v'dvash, will be like milk, like good. Shemonim mechol will be fat like milk, or mesukim nidvash, and it'll be sweet like honey. Rebbe Lozik yavisolik l'arad Yisrael. When Rebbe Eliezer went to Eretz Yisrael, Omri said like this. I was saved like from one curse. We'll soon see what it is. Ki samchu, later when they gave him smicha, oma paltili mitarti, I was saved from a second curse. Ki yisvinu b'soy dibur, when they appointed me to be part of the bezdin to think whether we have to make an extra month to the year or not, Omri said paltili mitlos. Now I was saved from three curses. Shenemu, because the pasuk says, for hoisa yodai el hanaviyim achoizim. That the Novi said is going to give a klala to the Neviim that say false. The achoizim shav that say false nevuah. That b'soy dam eloyiyah. They won't be in the middle of my nation means they won't be in Eretz Yisrael. None. B'soy dam eloyiyah zeh soy dibur. They won't have to do with making up the extra months for the year. Or the ksav, or the kosav, beis Yisrael leyichtavu zeh smicha. They won't be written down. What a yid is written down in means they won't get smicha. That they won't be zecha to come to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when Rebbe Lezer went to Eretz Yisrael and got smich, was put upon the bezdin of Ibra Shana, he said he was saved like he's not from these Nevi'im, HaChoizim Shov. Rebbe Zeira, ki yevi asolak l'Eretz Yisrael. When Rebbe Zeira used to go up to Eretz Yisrael, le'ashkech mavro lemever, he missed the boat. The ferry going over the Jordan, in Eretz Yisrael, he missed the boat. So what did he do? Nochat b'mitzray grabbed the hold of a string, right? Says the string was going across also. Or cover, and he pulled himself across by the string. What do you call him? Tightrope. Either he tightened or walked over the rope, or he held on to the rope. The kids say, mamish, like this. He was walking with the string. What do you call it? How do you walk over a string? Tightroping, what? Pulling. What? A pulley, but he pulled himself hand by hand. The kids say it was a hard way to get business. He ran into Eretz Yisrael. Is Omala Yehud Tzaduki, a certain Tzaduki said to him, Amo Teziza, you're a fast nation, you Jews. The Kadmisu for Michael Yudnaichu, you put your mouth in front of your ears. That Akapti Bifizazaichu Kamaisu, you're still acting such swift, such fast things. Like here we saw Debzeh, it looked like a Meshuggah, he looked like. His mom was trying to get to this early, his mom was walking with string across the river. Omala, he said like this, Rabbi Zeira said though, Duchta de Moshe v'Yaron le'zochelo. Moshe and Aaron wasn't zeichet to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ano miyema de zachinolo. Who said I would be zeichet to get to Eretz Yisrael? Therefore, he didn't want to take any chances, and he tried his best to get there, and the Ramesh walked across the string to get over the other side. Reb Abba Menashe Kippa de Yaku. when your Baba first came into Eretz Yisrael, he mamash kissed the stones of Aku, keep of the Aku. That's at the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. And Tais speaks out here, mashma the Eretz Yisrael, have a shalom gemar and gittin, mashma Aku is from Eretz Yisrael. As the chaviv is the love of Eretz Yisrael, they kissed the stones when they first came there. Rabbi Chanina misakin mitakle. Rabbi Chanina was misakin the roads there. Nobody should trip and hurt themselves there. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi,